We're back live between games. The Irish boys, excuse me, will try to get a split in this doubleheader as the Mackay girls come back and beat the Sale girls 45-44. The Irish boys played Mackay's boys way back on December 8th, and Mackay was all over the Irish 88-49. But the tables, I think, have kind of turned as I watched the two teams warm up. When they met on December 8th, the Sales was coming off a football success going to the state semifinals. Coach Juicy had only had his guys together for about five practices. He was missing two starters that night, Pat Richard and Nick Wales. Mackay, on the other hand, as I look down on the bench tonight, two players that started against the Sales in that season opener for the Irish, Zach Conley and Lupito Salazar, are in street clothes. Not sure why that is, but those two, especially Lupito Salazar, he had 25 points when these teams met back in December. So Coach Juicy, whose guys have really struggled this first half of the year to a 2-9 record, they've got to be encouraged by that fact that Lupito Salazar, who put 25 points on them for the first time these teams met, is not even going to be in uniform tonight. So maybe the Irish guys are going to catch a break here in this non-leaguer as they try to build some momentum and get something going positive in the second half of the season, because it's been a rough start to the season for the Irish boys, which is a 2-9 record. But one of those wins is in division play. So Mike Juicy's guys will just continue to try to get that momentum going and get something positive going as they head down the stretch and try to make it into the district tournament. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for this boys' contest on 100.7 FM.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
Hey, all you coffee drinkers out there, it's Susan Richard of Coffee Cravings. Our West Side shop on the corner of 10th and Poplar is finally open. A big thank you to Travis, Megan, Tish, and Ty Watts for moving us on up so quickly. The landscaping isn't quite finished yet, but the espresso machine is up and perking. Pick your favorite lane from our new double drive-thru. Same great baristas you've come to love will be waiting to take your order. Double lanes, twice as fast. Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar, Walla Walla.
The good news is you hit every green light coming home from work. The bad news is you got a tax bill in the mail. The good news is you also got your son's college acceptance letter. The bad news is the cost of a college education. The good news is you opened a 529 college plan from D.A. Davidson & Company when he was a toddler, making your tax bill smaller and ensuring the money was there for school. The bad news is he wants to be a pro surfer. The good news is you control the college 529 plan for the life of the account. D.A. Davidson, financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at the DeSales High School Gymnasium. The Irish in their home white uniform with the green trim, the yellow numbers. Against Mackay will wear the red uniform, kind of a between a base red and crimson, kind of in between somewhere. Black numbers and white trim. For Mackay, Nick Stanford, a 5'8 senior, will start. He did not score the last time these teams played, but he can score. Last weekend, or actually 2 weeks ago, in a win over Riverside of Boardman, 24 points, including 6 3-pointers. So Nick Stanford can light it up. Riley Grogan, a 5'10 senior, will start. Will Riley, a 6-foot senior, will start. He has 12 points when these teams met back in December. Chris Brown, the 6 foot senior, will start, and Kendall Brown, 6'2 senior, will start. They are cousins, the Brown boys, not twin brothers. A lot of Browns in the Mount Freewater area. But like I said, significantly absent from the Mackay roster tonight, Lupito Salazar, 6'2 senior, who scored 25 when these teams met in early December when Mackay won at 88-49. And Zach Conley, a 6'3 senior who's a wide body at about 230, he also started in that game. So neither one of those guys in uniform. So let's see if the Irish, who are plus two from the players that they had on the roster when these teams met in December, and the Mackay is minus two. The opening tip-off won by the Irish as Tommy Gray gets it to Pat Richard. His pass inside, knocked out of bounds. He got a whistle and a foul call. Right off the bat, it's going to be on Chris Brown, who knocks it away from Shea Crowley. So we play 5 seconds, and there's a foul call. Nick Ellis, the Mackay coach, up off the bench, directing his defense. Sean Williams on the right wing, and now to Pat Richard deep on the right wing. Remember, Pat did not play when these teams met, and he could put them up in his first game back after the injury at 27 against Weston McEwen. Richard hands off to Tommy Gray. Greg drives in. He's fouled. And that's also on Chris Brown. Brown is a 6 foot senior, goes about 240. And he's having some trouble getting out of the way in there. And he picks up two quick ones. And into the game, Jake Knight, a 5'10 senior. Jake Knight scored 17 points off the Pioneer bench when these teams met back in December. So he's a talented player. The inbound to Crowley. Crowley's shot off the inbound, won't go. Ball's loose, saved by the Pioneers. Stanford's got it. Long pass up court. Knight to Krogan. Krogan will get it to Stanford. As the Irish hustle back, now to Brown. Brown, 15-footer at the elbow, he's got it. Kendall Brown, just like that, turns and drills a 15-footer. Williams on the penetration, now he kicks out to Crowley. Ball's loose, Crowley gets it away from Knight. We'll turn and fire a three, backboard, nothing else. Quick rebound by Will Riley. Both teams want to get up down the floor. Will Riley misses the lay-in. Ball's loose, Pat Richards got it off the rim. Off the backboard, excuse me. Pat Richard drives base on right side, cut off by Stanford. Pass up top to Williams. Goes through his hands, falls loose, run down by Riley Krogan. Krogan has it stolen back by Williams. Williams on the left wing to Tommy Gregg for Pat Richard, lay it in. Nice, fast break basket. Williams to Gregg to Richard. Nice passing, and we're tied at two. Good start for Mike Juicy's Irish. They like the up and down tempo. Mackay does too. When these teams met the first time, it was the Irish couldn't get back in transition, gave up many uncontested lands, but they hopefully have that fixed. Pat Richard on the dribble drive the other way after a Mackay miss, and we've got a foul on Nick Stanford. Already three fouls on the Mackay Pioneers. The Sales will inbound with a fresh shot clock. Inbound to Shea Crowley. Gets it in the lane, goes up overnight, and scores it. Nice finish by Shea Crowley, the 5'11 senior. Good start for DeSales. They're up 4-2. Stanford goes between the circles with it. Mackay comes in with a 6-10 record. They lost to Ontario at home last weekend, 55-41. Mackay misses the shot, gets the rebound, pass out front to Knight, stolen away, knocked away by Wujek. And Wujek has it stolen back by Kendall Brown. Brown to Stanford, long pass up court to Knight. Knight pass inside, knocked away by Wujek. Great. Then we hear kind of a thump as the ball spins out of bounds and hits the bass drum of the trap jump set over there across the way. What hustle by Matt Wujek, as he's a baseball guy and he slid down the lane to knock that pass away a moment ago. Stanford on the right wing. Now to Brown. 4-2 to Sales. Up top it goes to Krogan. Now Stanford with it. He'll walk in between the circles. No shot clock in boys basketball in Oregon either, so Mackay's boys will have to get used to that. Down to 7 on the shot clock, and we got a timeout. And Mackay coach Nick Ellis, a little teachable moment here. They're not aware of the shot clock. It's down to 4 seconds. 5:28 to go in the first quarter. Irish up 4-2. Mackay will have 4 seconds to get a shot up when we come back. I'm on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
For 75 years, Senex Lubricants have led the way in providing reliable protection under extreme working conditions. Senex Superlube TMS handles the unique challenges of alternative fuels, including B20 biodiesel. Backed by the best warranty in agriculture, Senex Lubricants give you the leading technology to fit the latest equipment practices and designs. The people that rely on heavy-duty equipment rely on Senex heavy-duty lubricants. See Larry Galloway at Walla Walla Farmers Co-op to get yours. Senex, a brand of CHS.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Mack High inbounds it. Quick shot by Stanford. Backboard, nothing else. That's a shot clock violation. Good defense by DeSales. Not good awareness for Mack High. That would be a hard thing to do as a coach, to get your players to tune into that for one game. But that's part of the nuances of one of these, of this cross-state rival. Mack High just 10 miles away from the Walla Walla, south of the border. Williams drives in, can't the shot, rebound by Mack High, quickly the other way to Jake Knight, and he hits it. Transition basket by Mack High, we're tied at 4. Tom DeGray quickly up the right wing of it, in front court to Pat Richard, holds it between the circles, inside to Shea Crowley, goes up on Knight, partially blocked by Knight, ball's loose, saved by Brown on the baseline, to Stanford, long pass up court, knocked away by Pat Richard, can't save him from going out of bounds, but Mike Juicy gives him a pat on the hind end, good hustle by Pat Richard. The hustle and effort for the Irish is excellent right now. It's been very good all season long. A couple of tough weekend losses, 81-31 and 4 to Liberty Christian and 49-29, made for a real tough weekend for DeSales, but they're trying to get the competitive juices back going here in this four-game homestand. Mack High misses, Irish with the rebound, and now we're in front court. Pat Richard on the dribble drive. Fades away in from 8 feet, in and out. Well, go Matt Wujek with the offensive rebound. Tries to keep it alive, he will. Kicks it out tonight to Tommy Gregg. Tommy Gregg up top between the circles to Pat Richard. Pat sets the offense. Hesitation dribble down the left side. Shot blocked out of bounds by Nick Stanford. Nick is just 5'8", but he's got the hop. He's an athletic dude. Vic Mata will check in for DeSales. Vic, a 5'11 junior, grew up in Mount Freewater, transferred to DeSales last year as a sophomore. They get inside to Mata. His pass out front, loose. He will run it down right at half court. Now hand off to Sean Williams. Shot clock is down to 12. Williams will drive right side, cut off, get it to Tommy Gregg. Gregg penetrates, gets in the lane, little 5-footer won't go. Stanford, Gregg, fight for the rebound. Knight gets the loose ball to Stanford. Pass to Mill, stolen by Pat Richards. Pat throws it ahead for Tommy Gregg. Too far. Gregg can't save it from going out of bounds. Wujek tried to save it late. It'll be to save it. Mack High Pioneer basketball. Pat Richard doing a nice job playing the middle of the court defensively against the press early. Tied at 4. Both teams like to run. Mack High showing a little half-court trap. Stanford lobs it over the top to Riley on the left baseline to Kendall Brown, and he puts it up and in. The 6'2 senior's got a nice touch from the left hand. Motto will fire quick three, won't go. Riley Krogan with the rebound ahead to Will Riley. Got a whistle and palming the basketball is going to be called on Will Riley. 6-4 Mack High. DeSales with the ball. 3:21 to go in the first quarter. DeSales will try to tie it on this possession. 2 points for Shea Crowley, 2 for Pat Richards. Pat will bring it across the timeline. The 6-foot senior lobs it inside to Matt Wujek. Trapped on the baseline, tries to pass it inside. Ball's knocked loose, controlled by the Pioneers. Here comes Will Riley. Riley with the left hand, can't the shot, but he's fouled by Pat Richards. Speaking of Pat Richards, congratulations in all order. Pat has been selected to play in the Earl Barton Classic. That's a all-star football game that will be played this summer. So, congratulations to Pat Richards. Tyler Wall of DeSales has been named an alternate for that contest. So, Pat, football just kind of kept growing on him during his high school career. A very good quarterback for us, but he's a very good receiver as well. He played that position his sophomore year in the state championship season. As I babble about Pat Richards' football success, Will Riley hits both free throws, and Mack High is up 8-4 early. 2:28 2:56 to go, first quarter. Tommy Gregg penetrates, now kicks it out to Joe Solomon, who's checked it. Joe Cuthbert off his leg, dive and a save by Sean Williams. He calls timeout to save the possession. Good hustle by Sean Williams. Joe Solomon, 5'9 sophomore, just checked in. And the Irish turn it over. So the timeout's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Remember, this is the start of a four-game homestand. Lathrop Prescott comes to town Friday. That's the Marshall Donnelly benefit ball game. All proceeds go to the Marshall Donnelly Fund, 2001 DeSales graduate. At Harborview Medical Center, as we speak, trying to recover from severe head injuries suffered in a fall right before Christmas. Then Asotin comes to town Saturday, and then next Tuesday, Tri-City Prep. Remember the Life Walk, Sunday, January 4th, excuse me. Starts at the Nazarene Church, goes down to St. Patrick's. And then a week from Saturday, January 30th, we have the Knights of Columbus free throw shooting contest for students ages 10 to 14. That'll be Saturday morning, the 30th. Irish inbound against Tommy Gregg. He drives in, shot partially blocked. Will Riley with the rebound. Ball's loose, so Mata knocks it away from Stanford, who's got it. Stanford trapped in the corner. Knocked away by Solomon, fouled by Joe Solomon. Good hustle by the Irish. And that's Mike Juski's philosophy. We're going to pressure the ball everywhere. And they did in that possession. That's Joe's first foul, second on the Irish. Vic Mata, Joe Solomon, Tommy Gregg, Sean Williams, and Shea Crowley on the floor right now for DeSales as the Irish try to keep fresh players out there. Stanford down low to Knight. Knight leaves it way short. Stanford rebounds it, then leaves it for Krogan. Krogan dribbles all the way out of the right corner, turns 5-3, and hits it. That went from loose ball under the basket to a save in the corner. Krogan says, I'll just shoot it. And he hits the three, and that guy's up 11-4. 2:06 to go in the first quarter. Irish has stuck on four for a long time. Offense has been an issue for DeSales lately. They scored just 5 points in the first half at Pomeroy last Saturday. Tommy Gregg in the little lane. Little eight-footer won't go. Rebound Knight. Long outlet pass stolen by Tommy Gregg. Good defense by Tommy. Irish will reset in the half court. Back high playing man-to-man. Shea Crowley has it knocked away by Kendall Brown, but chases it down near half court. Now to Williams. Shot clock at 20. Half first quarter game clock at 1:30. Williams drives in, elevates, goes up strong, won't go. Rebound Brown to Stanford. He wants to throw it deep, goes down the left corner to Krogan. Krogan, 17-footer, won't go. Rebound, red shirts after it, and red shirts have, we got a whistle. And, actually, Mack, I stepped on the end line, okay? And it'll be DeSales basketball. Matt Wujek and Travis Hain check in. Hain, a 5'4 freshman who can shoot the three. He's got a quick release. Pat Richards also back in. Pat Richards, Shea Crowley, Travis Hain, Matt Wujek, and Tommy Gregg. 11-4 to sail down. Pat Richards dumps it to Hain. Can't get open for three. Drives in. Cut off. Gets it to Tommy Gregg. Dribbling right to left. Now hands it off to Pat Richards on the left wing. Stanford on him. Pat dribbles to the right side, and Stanford cuts him off. Good defense by Nick Stanford, the 5'8 senior. Still on the dribble is Pat Richard. Cut off again, shot clock at 5. Tommy Gregg on the dribble drive, forces up an 8-footer. It's an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds. Travis Haynes saves it, but it right to Mackay. So good defense by the Pioneers. Quickly the other way comes Krogan. He can't hit the shot. Rebound, Pat Richard. Krogan missed the driving layup. Pat going to try to go coast to coast. Little 5-foot floater won't go. Rebound, Kendall Brown. 11-4, Mackay. 24 seconds to go, first quarter. Swing it to Krogan. Krogan, long jumper won't go. Rebound tipped around. Brown's got it. Little 5-footer still won't go. Rebound tipped out. Ball's loose. Brown's got it to Stanford. Stanford inside to Krogan. Spins inside, finds the glass, and lays it in. Krogan scored 5 in a row. Mackay up 13-4. 3 seconds left in the quarter. Tommy Gregg drives in and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Nice job using his body as Tommy Gregg leaned into that one. That's Kendall Brown's first, fourth on Mackay. Tommy Gregg will shoot free throws. The Sales scored 4 points early in this quarter. It was tied at 4, but Mackay has scored 9 in a row. Sales been stuck on 4 for the longest time, and they still are as Tommy misses the first one. Matt Zimmerman checks in for the first time for DeSales, a 5'8 sophomore for Shea Crowley. Mike Juicy tried to add a few seconds onto the rest at the quarter break for Shea. Tommy's second free throw in and out, stays out. Rebound tipped up by Wujek, and it won't go. And that's the end of the first quarter. 13-4 Mackay as the Irish offense continues to struggle in the second half of the season. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live at DeSales High School. We played 8 minutes in this boys contest, and DeSales was playing with Mackay real early in the quarter. It was tied 4-4, but Mackay scores the last 9 points in the quarter and leads it 13-4. The Irish have stuck on four. Down low goes to Krogan. Krogan gets it tonight. Back to Krogan. Has a whistle. And a 3-second violation as Kendall Brown got caught in the key as a couple of his teammates drove in there and kind of passed it back and forth a couple times instead of shooting it. We'll see if the Irish can take advantage of the turnover. Pat Richard, Sean Williams, Tommy Gregg, Matt Zimmerman, and Matt Wujek on the floor for DeSales. Sean Williams dribbles left to right, looking for somebody to hand it off to. Now he'll put it out top to Tommy Gregg. It was a good start to the day. Both the girls and boys JV teams are winners. The Lady Irish blow an 18-point lead late in the third quarter. The Mackay's girls came all the way back for the 45-44 win. So the Irish are going to try to get a split in this varsity doubleheader. Zimmerman, long pass out to Fat Richards, who tries to beat the shot clock buzzer with a three, but it's off the mark. Rebound Krogan. Good defense by Mackay. Krogan tonight. Knight for three, won't go. Williams with the rebound. Irish want to run. Pioneers are hustling back. Williams leaves it for Gregg for three, off the iron, won't go. Rebound Brown. DeSales shooting percentage is just in the tank and then some. I think they shot about 18% at Pomeroy in that 49-29 loss when they scored just 5 points in the first half. Inside pass to Will Riley, gets past Pat Richards and scores it. Mackay scores first in the second quarter and leads it 15-4. Sean Williams in the front court. Dribbles to his left. Stops at the elbow. Pass to the corner. Nobody there out of bounds. Irish turn it over. Tommy Gregg was in the corner, but he came up to the wing. Joe Solomon checked in as well. Offense. Non-existent for DeSales right now, but the hustle isn't as Shea Crowley knocks it away from Stanford. Ball goes to Williams. Back for Crowley, knocked out of bounds by Stanford. Both teams hustle, hustle, hustle up and down the floor. The difference right now, DeSales can't find a way to get it to go in the basket. 6-12 to go, first half. Brown knocks away from Ujek on the inbound. Then Pat Richard gets it. He's grabbed and fouled by Kendall. No, that's a foul. Sorry, I'm officiating there. And they call a jump ball. One official called a foul, the other called the jump ball. They decide on the jump ball. Decker Haynes, Tom Byers, and Jason Richard are officials for this boys' contest. Inside to Shea Crowley, he double dribbled. He caught the pass, dropped it, picked it up, bounced it again. The Irish turn it over. 6:06 to go in the first half. Stanford runs it up the left side. is passed and they'll knock away by Wujek. Crowley's got the loose ball. Wujek loses it. Ball's loose again. Crowley gets it back and lays it in. Nice move by Shea Crowley. The Irish finally get off that four spot. 15-6, Mackay. Stanford will push it in the front court. Get it to Riley Krogan, and he travels. Both these teams want to run so fast up and down the floor, but just can't quite get themselves under control. Krogan just couldn't put on the brakes. But let's see if the Irish get a little scoring run going here. They're stuck on four for a long time. Pat Richard high at the top of the key with it. Dribbles left to right on Stanford. Leans into a little five-footer, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Stanford's got it. Tell you what, Nick Stanford is a physical 5'8 senior. He can play defense. Up front it goes to Will Riley. Up over Crowley. Off the side of the backboard. Williams with the rebound. Williams heading into front court. Foul by Will Riley as he reaches in from behind. That's the fifth foul on Mackay. Sales trying to hang in here against the shorthanded Mackay Pioneers. Lupito Salazar, 6'2 senior who had 25 points when Mackay beat DeSales 88-49 as his streak closed, as is Zach Conley, 6'3 senior post player. In fact, Mackay's original roster had all seniors on it. Pat Richard in the lane trying to work against Stanford and travel. I'll tell you what, Nick Stanford, he's a stud defensively. 5'8 senior really working Pat Richard, the 6-footer. Pat can usually body up on guys and get some work done. He couldn't there. Knight the other way in transition. Can't hit it. Will Riley with the rebound to put back the score. Will Riley, the 6-foot senior,'s got 6 points. The foul's on Joe Solomon, his second. And Mackay up 17-6 now. 11-point lead. Dick Monasek checking for DeSales as Will Riley completes the 3-point play. Mackay's girls shot well from the line, and 14-for-20 for the game. Mackay's boys following suit. They are 3-for-3 from the line. DeSales is 0-for-2. 18-6, Mackay up 12. Sean Williams drives coast to coast and lays it in. He took the inbound pass, just dribbled right down the lane, and laid it in traffic for his first point. 18-8. Here comes Krogan the other way. He lays it in. Back and forth we go. Got to stop the ball at some point. This time Krogan stops Williams at the top of the key. 20-8, Mackay. Krogan knocks away from Williams. Williams gets it back, uses a screen from Crowley, now gets it back to Crowley. He'll fire a three off the iron, won't go. Crowley follows his own shot, gets the rebound. Nice hustle by the 5'11 senior. Irish will reset. Williams dribbles left to right, cut off by Krogan. Sean will shut the defense down, dribble right to left. Backdoor cut, Pat Richard. Spins in, little five-footer, won't go. He keeps his rebound alive out to Williams. Williams will step into a three, out there, won't go. Six Mata, backside rebound, kick out to Williams. Pass inside to Crowley, lays it in. Nobody on Shea Crowley. Sean Williams, nice court vision there. The Irish are within 10 at 20-10. Krogan drives in, can't hit the shot, rebound Pat Richard. Sales on a little bit of a run here after scoring just 4 first quarter points. They have 6 here in the second and are down by 10 at 20-10. Williams dribbles right to left. Now hands it off to Wujek. Wujek will drive down the lane and put it up, but won't go. Fights for his own rebound. Ball's loose, though. Stanford's got it. The 5'8 senior from Mackay will push it into front court. Bounce pass on the right wing to Riley Krogan, and he lays it in. Wow. Krogan and Will Riley can just sprint up that wing, and Stanford knows how to find him. Williams drives the other way, can't hit the shot. Knight with the rebound. Knight's pass ahead to Will Riley too long. Tell you what, Mackay likes to run the floor, but they'll throw it away once in a while, but they are fast. Matt Hare checks in for Mackay. 5'10 senior scored 10 points all of the second half when these teams met back in December. 22-10 Mackay, 3:08 to go in the first half. Williams finds Greg on the lane. Spins inside, knocked away by Stanford. Tommy gets it back. Tommy will try to drive it again, and Nick Stanford gets the foul called on him. Blocking foul on the 5'8 senior. His second, 6 on the Mackay Pioneers. So the Irish will shoot free throws on the next Mackay foul. Pat Richard calls play gold. Gets it into Mata. To Greg. Back to Pat Richard for 3. It's off the mark. Won't go. Tommy Greg flies in there for the rebound, but can't control the ball. It goes out of bounds, off his leg and out of bounds. Pat Richard just can't find the range. He came out like gangbusters, scored 27 points in his first game back after the football injury. But he's been in double figures a couple times, but his points have been hard to come by. He's kind of a marked man. The main offensive threat for DeSales always draws their best defense. Stanford drives in Kent, the shot, rebound, Williams. Sean Williams coming up with a lot of loose balls, but he created one there. He threw it way too high and too long for Tommy Gregg. And that's one of the things that Mike Giusti has been challenged to try to get his guys to do all season. They want to run. They want to pressure the other team offensively and defensively all the time, but you got to take care of the ball. Pass to Knight in transition. 15-footer won't go. Rebound tip. Williams has got it again. Sean, another loose ball. Goes in the front court, gets himself tangled up. Call for traveling. You want to play on the verge of being out of control and force the other team to be out of control. But right now, the opposite is happening. It's DeSales who's just a bit out of control, and Mackay's in control just enough to lead 22-10. And there's two passes and a lay-in off the press break. Pass, pass, score. Jake Knight's got four. That was pretty. That ball travels so fast when you don't put it on the ground, but they went from one end to the other right over the top of the DeSales press. 24-10, Mackay. Pat Richard looks at a three on the right wing, puts the ball in the deck, goes in the lane, spins around, hair, can't the shot, gets his own rebound, he's fouled. Pat just can't finish at the rim, but he'll go to the free throw line. That's Matt Harris first. That puts Mackay over the limit, so DeSales will shoot free throws the rest of the way here. Only 1:47, though, left in the first quarter. A struggle offensively for DeSales lately. They've got 10 in the first half is all here, but that's actually an improvement. Up at Pomeroy, they had just 5 at that. Pat Richard hits the first free throw. Pat's got 3 points. Will Riley checks out for Mackay. Riley Krogan checks in. Those two guys have done a lot of damage. Will Riley has 7. Riley Krogan has 9. 24-11, Mackay. Pat's second free throw is also good. Nice shot by the 6-foot senior for DeSales. Long pass in the front court to Hare. Hare to the trailer. Krogan loses the ball, goes off his leg. Shea Crowley's got it. See if Irish can take advantage of the Mackay turnover. Baseline drive. Tommy Gregg leans into one. Won't go. Pat Richard offensive rebound goes up strong and puts it in. Pat scored 4 in a row, and it's a 10-point game. 24-14, Nick Stanford picks up his dribble at half court. Now passes to Kendall Brown. Brown, left winger to Krogan. Krogan won't take the three. Sato gets to the top of the key and passes to Will Stanford. He calls out an offensive play as the coaching staff on the Mackay bench yells, set it up. Kendall Brown passes left wing to Stanford inside to Hare. Double team. Finds Krogan on the right side. Up top to Knight. Knight for three. It's way short. He knew it. He said off. Kind of didn't quite follow through on that one. So with 59.6 seconds left in the half, the Irish have a chance to cut it to single digits. They were down 13-4 at the end of the first quarter. They were stuck on four for quite a while early in the third, but they're within 10 at 24-14. Matt Rich will drive in, lean in on one on Stanford. Won't go. Wujak with the rebound. Goes up strong. Cannon gets his own rebound again and puts it in. Matt Wujak's first 2 points. He was not to be denied. The Irish finishing with a flurry here. Down 24-16 now. Swing it to Knight. Knight will shoot the 15-footer and hit it. Mackay scores quickly and gets the lead back up to 10 at 26-16. See if the sales plays for one shot. Looks like that's what Mike Giusti wants. After a dismal 4-point first quarter, the Irish, much more respectable 12 points in this quarter. They got it to Pat Richards. Dribbles left-right. Stanford forces him in to pick up the dribble. Pat, little fadeaway from 8 feet off the glass. Something else. Stanford's got it. He'll throw up a three-quarter court shot. It's off the mark. The sale survives a rough first quarter. Plays well with the Pioneers in the second quarter. Mackay leads at 26-16 at the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Incorporated. If you read the newspaper or see the empty buildings, you know there is a lot of turmoil in the local automotive scene. Whether you are from Milton Freewater, Walla Walla, or beyond, you can count on us to be your source for quality service, parts, body shop, new and used vehicle sales, and medium-duty farm trucks. for nearly 60 years in Walla Walla, where reputation means everything. Dale Graves Incorporated, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Common household medications such as aspirin, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and others can be lethal to cats. Always consult your Walla Walla area veterinarian before giving any human medication to a cat. A good rule of thumb is that if the medication label doesn't say it is for animals, don't give it to them without a veterinarian's advice. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast. Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half of this boys game. The Irish boys down 26-16, and a 10-point deficit sounds like bad news, but it isn't all bad. The Irish tied the game early 4-4, but they were stuck on 4 till early in the second quarter. They were down 13-4 after 8 minutes, down as many as I think it was 16 or 18-4, but the Irish kind of heated up down the stretch in the second quarter. They get the double figures in the quarter, scoring 12. Mackay does score 13, but it's a 10-point ball game, and you get the feeling DeSales offensively maybe getting it going a little bit, because that's been a huge struggle for them. Well, the Irish girls, for about 3.5 quarters, things looked really good for them as well. They led by 18 points. Then the wheels kind of came off. We'll be visiting with Irish girls head coach Tim Duncan when we come back, 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dalles Military Road, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at DeSales High School. The Irish boys down 26-16, trying to make a comeback and get a split in this doubleheader. And it looked like we might have a chance at a sweep. The Lady Irish were up 18 points late in the third quarter. But Mackay's girls, to their credit, really played hard down the stretch. Some clutch free throw shooting, some untimely turnovers, by the Irish and some missed free throws by DeSales, and a 45-44 victory for Mackay. Tim Duncan, for 3.5 quarters, your girls looked really good. A rough way to end the ball game, but not a bad way to obviously you want to win.
Uh-huh.
You had a 4-game homestand, a big game against Waitsburg Prescott on Friday. A lot of positives to take out of this game and some negatives too, of course.
Yeah, you know, and I think the biggest thing on the negative side that will hopefully be a reminder to our girls of how we lost the Waitsburg game. We lost this game the same way we lost the Waitsburg game. We had an 8 or 9 point lead going into the fourth quarter. Waitsburg had a 20-point quarter, gave up 20 points in the fourth quarter, got beat 20-10. And then this game tonight, we got outscored 18-6 in the final quarter. You know, lost the game very similar fashion. So the next 2 days, obviously, that's something they're going to hear about, and that's something we're going to have to work on. You know, positives, I mean, there were a lot of positives. I thought we passed the ball pretty well when we handled the ball cleanly.
Yeah.
It was good to see Caitlin had been struggling a little bit from the perimeter as she shot the ball very well. Danny Higgins knocked a couple shots down. We've been working on her footwork shooting the ball. She had some success tonight. You know, the biggest thing, though, is with the 18-point fourth quarter and the 31 turnovers. You can't have 31 turnovers and beat anybody. If you beat somebody, they're not very good.
Right, you got to take care of the basketball. So some ball security and got to learn to play with a lead. Well, Coach, you got big game coming up Friday against Waitsburg Prescott. You obviously got to work on that, like you said, the ball security and maintaining those leads, and you can't give up those big quarters. I'm going to let you go here, but real quick, Dairy Queen player of the game for tonight's contest.
No, I was kind of thinking about that. And you know what? We're going to give it to Caitlin.
Caitlin with the 21 points. Like you said, she's been struggling for the perimeter, but she hits 4 3-pointers tonight and played great defense against Sierra Burchell. She got to the free throw line a lot, but they were really battling inside. Well, Tim, good luck.
Okay.
We'll try to get back on the winning track here in this home stand against Waitsburg Prescott on Friday night.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Irish girls coach Tim Duncan, always very gracious, coming to visit with us at halftime of the boys' game. The Irish boys down 26-16. We'll come back with halftime stats on 100.7 FM KHSS.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers!
Mamma mia!
Azari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The Irish boys down 26-16. And a quick look at the stats. The Irish boys shooting just 7-33. That's about a little over 20%. Mackay is 11-27. So the Irish continue to struggle offensively. The Irish out being out-rebounded 22-19. Mackay has 13 turnovers. The Sales has 10, as both teams have had trouble taking care of the ball, as both teams want to get it up and down the floor. Scoring for Mackay, Kendall Brown has 4. He scored the first 4 points of the game for Mackay. Jake Knight has 6. The two main guys for Mackay, Riley Krogan and Will Riley. Riley, a 6-foot senior, Krogan, a 5'10 senior. They run those wings. Krogan has 9, Riley has 7, mostly in transition. For the Irish, Shake Rowley has 6, Pat Richard has 6, 2 for Sean Williams, and 2 for Matt Wujek. The Irish are 2-4 from the free throw line. Mackay is a perfect 3-for-3 from this stripe. We'll start the second half. Mackay will have the ball working from left to right. From my vantage point here at the top row of the above the scores table area, Mackay takes a quick shot, misses. Oh, man. Matt Wujek dives, well, actually, kind of a dive, partly getting knocked down by Kendall Brown. And on the loose ball, Kendall Brown trips over the top of Matt Wujek, kicks him right in the back of the head. Ball goes out of bounds to Mackay. No foul call. Wow. Stanford gets us the elbow to Kendall Brown. He faces up to the basket, swinging left wing to Stanford. Chris Brown is back in there for Mackay, the 6-foot senior, picked up two quick fouls in the first quarter and sat the rest of the first quarter. Tommy Gregg with the steal and the drive the other way, but he can't finish the lay-in. That is the story for the Irish boys. Just can't make a basket. Mike Ducey, got to be frustrating for him as the coach. He can't go out there and make the baskets for him. They got to put it in. The Irish get another steal on defense to get ahead to Pat Richard. He's fouled. I think that's going to be on Chris Brown. Chris Brown is a big dude, a 6-foot senior. He's just not got the speed to play at this pace, I don't think. And he's just a half step behind and seems to find that guy going to the basket every time. Pat hits the free throw. Pat has 7 and is a perfect 3-for-3 from the line. The Irish within 9 points. It was a 4-4 tie early. And Pat hits it, the second one, but the Irish were stuck on 4 for a long time. Mackay is able to get up to 9 and 10-point lead for the rest of the first half, but it's an 8-point game right now. In transition off the made free throw, Will Riley misses close in. The Irish with the rebound. Sean Williams in the front court for DeSales now. Irish can cut the gap to 6 here. Williams dribbles to the elbow, left side, finds Pat Richard on the backdoor cut. He's fouled at the rim. Nice pass by Sean Williams. A little two-man game there. Williams picked up his dribble about 10 feet away on the left, just inside the left elbow. Pat Richard cut in from the corner. And that was Nick Stanford's third. And he has done a good job on Pat Richard. If they get Nick in some foul trouble, maybe Pat can get loose some more. Pat is now 5-for-5 from the free throw line as he hits that one. Pat had a chance to get himself into double figures with 10 here. The Irish down 26-19. Pat misses the second one, though. The Irish have scored the first 3 points of the second half. Got a whistle and a foul as Krogan and Crowley get tied up in the left corner. It's going to be a foul on Shea Crowley. Shea's first. Well, this is kind of a report card game. The sales season opener was against Mackay. And it was all Mackay, 88-49. The sales was within 2 after 1 quarter in that game, and then the wheels came off completely. But Mackay shows up at the DeSales gym, down 2 players. Lupito Salazar had 25 when these teams met December's in street clothes, as is their starting post player, Zach Conley, the 6'3 senior. And the Irish are taking advantage and staying much closer, but Riley Krogan drills a 3 from the right corner off the inbound. Mackay's back up by 10. Kick out to Tommy Gregg. He'll fire the 3 off the iron, won't go. It looked good. It was just a bit short. Brown with the rebound. Now to Stanford, and Mackay will lock it up. Mackay seems to be able to do both tempos. Stanford swings it to Krogan. He fires another 3. Won't go. Rebound Williams. Sean Williams is only 5'7", but he can get up in the air. He's in my zero-period weightlifting athletic conditioning class. I said, hey, we keep in that slot rack. We'll have you dunking it by the end of the season next year. Well, he showed his upper body strength there as he dribbled in and stiff-armed a Mackay defender and draws an offensive foul. Good student, hard worker, picks up the foul there. 29-19, Mackay with the ball in the 10-point lead. Brown loses it. Runs it down in the left corner, and he travels. Extremely sparse crowd on this school night. Probably, 50 to 75 people at the most for DeSales. Mac has got a fairly good crew over to my right. But it's a school night. 29-19, the sales down. Pat Richard trying to find some room inside. He traveled. I tell you what, Nick Stanford, I've said his name a lot, but he is a real good defensive player. Vic Mata has checked in for the sales. The Irish will press the inbound. Brown throws it into Stanford. Stanford gets by the Irish defense, gets it to Brown on the left side. Two was strong with the lay-in. Ball's loose. Pat Richards got it. Mackay cannot finish in transition. Now Pat Richards in the front court. Teams kind of playing even here in the third quarter. Actually, they are. Each team with 3 points. Vic Botta drives to the basket. Shot won't go. Gets his own rebound. Three Pat Richard free throws of the Irish points. A three-point field goal by Riley Krogan. In the corner to Pat Richard. 4-3. Leaves it short. Rebound. Ball's loose. Kemba Brown's got it. Brown gets it to Nick Stanford. Stanford, long pass up court. Too long and out of bounds. These teams combined for 23 turnovers in the first half, and it's more the same here in the third quarter. They both obviously like that up-tempo game, but they neither one can quite put it together. But Mackay got out to an early 13-4 lead, and they've made it held up so far. Maybe the Irish can make a comeback like the Mackay girls did, erasing an 18-point deficit against the DeSales girls for a one-point win. Williams in the lane. Cut off. Kick out to Pat Richards. Shot clock at 10. Pat holds the ball overhead. Will Riley on him. He drives in, leans into one, and lays it in. Pat got away from Nick Stanford, got the switch off with Will Riley, and he's able to take Riley to the basket. Pat Richards got 5 in the quarter, 11 for the game. Kendall Brown on the left wing with it. Pass out top to Stanford. Mackay leads it 29-21. Halfway through this third quarter. We play 8 minutes. There's 4 minutes left in the third. Pass that low to Kendall Brown, or Chris Brown. He lays it in. Nice pass for Riley Krogan as Chris Brown, the 6 foot senior with the foul trouble most this game, gets his first bucket. And the Pioneers are back up by 10. Pat with the dribble. Will Riley on him. I think they've taken Nick Stanford off Pat Richard right now because Nick does have the 3 fouls. Richard passes off to Mata. Mata's long jumper won't go. Krogan with the rebound. He'll push it the other way. Now the Pioneers, will set up the half-court offense. Stanford between the circles. Left wing to Krogan. Krogan for 3 won't go. Matt Wujek strong with the rebound. Then he bounces it off the foot. It was either Sean Williams or Matt Wujek. Those are the kind of turnovers that drive you crazy. You do everything right. You block out. You get the rebound. And then you bounce it off your own foot out of bounds. Matt Zimmerman will check in for Matt Wujek. Matt, a 5'8 sophomore. Wujek, the 6'1 senior. Pioneers pass it inbounds. Krogan underneath. He'll get it to Brown. Back to Krogan. We've got a whistle and a 3-second violation as I think that inbound play was designed to get Mackay a shot near the basket, and then when they kicked it out, the rebounders stayed in the key. Mackay turns it over. 3:13 to go, third quarter. Low scoring game. We got a whistle and a timeout. Mike Juicy wants to talk things over with his guys. Time for somebody to get it going on offense. A really stagnant game right now. 31-21. Mackay with the lead. The DeSales with the ball. We come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels. Building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, defensively, obviously an improved effort for DeSales tonight. These teams played the first game of the year. DeSales gave up 88 points. Mackay, with 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter, only has 31. That's the good news. The bad news, the Irish only have 21. Pat Richards, the only player to score here so far in the second half. He has all 5 of DeSales' points. He drives in there. He's cut off, kicked out to Crowley. In the left corner, out of Williams. Williams penetrates, goes up over Brown, can't hit the shot. Rebound, Krogan. The Irish are getting the shot. Nothing's falling for the hard luck DeSales boys. Not just this game, but most of this season. They are 2-9, doing a lot of things right, but they can't get the baskets to fall. Brown on the hook shot, won't go. Rebound, Crowley. Crowley out left to Williams. Knocked away by Brown, but Williams gets it back. Sean dribbles right to left. Jumps up the lane, kick out to Pat Richard. He'll fire the 3, out the air, won't go. Rebound, Riley Krogan. You just got the feeling if the Irish can get hot from the field, they can put it all together. Brown drives in. He can't hit the shot. Boy, each team has scored just 5 points here since intermission. This game is really ground to a halt, which is very interesting. Two teams that want to run up and down the floor and score all kinds of points, they just can't get out of their own ways. And we've got to, I don't know if that's the right way to say that. Neither team can get out of their own way, I guess. A kicked ball by Mackay, as I babble away, goes out of bounds. Irish will inbound with a reset of the shot clock. Travis Hayne and Joe Solomon have checked it. Hayne gets it to Tommy Gray. Grides baseline, gets a screen from Solomon. It gets off to Lujak. Lujak leaves it for Solomon. Kick out to Greg for three, in and out. And that's the play that's Denver to sales. That ball is halfway down. Travis Hayne with the rebound. He outlets it to Jake Knight, who tries to keep it in, or excuse me, Jake Knight for the other team. Anyway, Jake Knight kicked it out of bounds. Well, Mackay's won, I think, three of the last four Oregon 4A state soccer championships. They're putting that footwork to good use right now. Tommy Gregg will back it out off the inbound play. Looking inside for Lujak, and he double dribbles. Just a tough deal there. Tommy bounced the ball right after he got it. They were looking for Lujak down low, then Tommy just dribbled it again. Nobody underneath for DeSales. Mackay sees it late, but then Travis Hayne recovers and steals the ball. So the Irish get a break there. There was a two on none, but Travis Hayne hustled back and stole the ball. There's a pass up front to nobody. Hayne runs it down near half court. The 5'4 freshman dribbles the elbow right side. Now hand off to Tommy Gregg. Tommy dribbles right to left of the elbow. Now Sean Williams left to right to the elbow. Kind of a monotonous offense to describe. Now Hayne right to left. It's called the dribble drive offense. Now Tommy Gregg scoops to the hoop. He's fouled. They just keep dribbling right to left. Hand it off. Left to right. Hand it off. Looking for that crease in the defense. Tommy Gregg found it with four on the shot clock. And that's the fourth personal foul on Nick Stanford. The 5'8 senior is going to have to go to the bench. Tommy Gregg's going to shoot two free throws. He misses the first one. Tommy, the 5'9 junior, is struggling offensively. He can penetrate, but he can't find the mark. He's shot a few three-pointers that have gone in and out. And he's 0-for-3 from the free throw line. The 5'10 junior really struggling. He's 0-for-4, but the rebound comes right back to him, and he's fouled. Wow, that is fundamental basketball right there. Tommy Gregg, second free throw, was obviously short. He hit the front of the rim. He took one step that came right back to him, and he'll get two more free throws. The foul was on Kendall Brown, his second. An ugly effort by both teams, quite frankly. As Tommy Gregg now hits the free throw on the second chance. He's got 1-for-5 now. 31-22. Tommy's second was also good. Perseverance for Tommy. The Irish within 8. Mackay throws the ball away on the inbound. And timeout, Mackay. Nick Ellis has seen enough. 1:11 to go in an ugly third quarter. But the sales is within 8 at 31-23 on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
There are more than a dozen auto parts stores in the Walla Walla Valley now. NAPA Auto Parts is a cut above the rest. Recently named the best of the best in auto parts, NAPA's ASC-certified parts professionals have more than 350 years of combined experience. NAPA mixes custom auto paint, builds hydraulic hoses, and specializes in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small-engine auto parts. And NAPA's two stores on South 9th and East Isaacs are the only locally owned full-service auto parts stores left in Walla Walla. Open 7 days a week at both locations, NAPA Auto Parts. Go Irish.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, 1:11 to go in the quarter. Mackay is leaving the door wide open for DeSales to get back in it. But DeSales just kind of creeping back. They've outscored Mackay 7-5 in a very, very ragged third quarter of play. Williams hands off to Pat Richard off the inbound. He'll dribble right to left. Now hand off to Hayne, who fires a three and won't go. Rebound tipped around. Run down by Gregg. Tommy Gregg, good hustle. Kick out to Pat Richard. Up top to Williams. Williams will shoot it and score it. All right. A 3-point field goal for the Irish. Let's see if that gets the sales going. They're within 5. Pass up court. Ball's loose. Pat Richard's got it. Here come the Irish. Pat Richard for 3. It's off the iron. Brown with the rebound ahead to Knight. Pat Richards back. Knight goes in, goes up and in. 33-26 for Irish within 7. Here comes Williams. Kick out to Hain. Hain for 3. Off the mark. Rebound Brown. Brown to Krogan. Krogan dribbles up the left side. Reverses his field to the right. Now to Will Riley. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. In the corner to Knight. Knight for 3. Won't go. Rebound. We got a whistle and a foul. Yep. Travis Hain. He's just a freshman, but he's a sneaky one. He pushed in the back, got that rebound. But they caught him late. Haynes' first foul. 8 seconds left. Irish within 7, 33-26. They got stuck on 4 in that first quarter and got down by 9, and it's been a struggle to get back in it since, but Mackay hasn't been able to pull away. Knight gets the inbound past the corner. Shot won't go. Air ball. Crowley's got, throws it right to Knight. Knight will drive in and go right over the top of Shea Crowley. And Shea took a shot. He's on the floor. And Shea hit the deck hard there. He took the charge, and then Knight kind of skidded over the top of Shea. And Shea is shaking up Dr. Joe Wujek. Come down out of the stands to help out with the evaluation of Shea. He's rubbing the front of his head, and then he's holding the back of his head. He got rocked. Knight picked up the foul. 1.5 seconds to go in the quarter. So I think what we'll do is go ahead and take the quarter break. Shea's up. He'll try to shake out the cobwebs. We'll go ahead and stay here. Maybe the Irish can inbound it and puck one up, score here. 33-26, 7-point game. 1.5 seconds. Pat Richards, the All-State quarterback. He's got Matt Wujek, Tommy Gregg, and Vic Mata, foul line extended in front court. He'll throw it deep to Wujek. Wujek has it knocked away by Kim. Go Brown and goes out of bounds. Yep. Hopefully Shea will be all right. The Irish hanging in here with the Mackay Pioneers. It's 33-26. Mackay with the lead. We'll stay back for the final 8 minutes on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Badgin Toyota would like to invite you to experience our Express Lube Center. We perform oil changes and maintenance on most any type of vehicle. And while you wait, enjoy our customer lounge with fresh hot popcorn, coffee, high-speed internet computers, or laptop access. There's a special place even for your young ones. And now, through the month of January, any new customer's pay just $24.95 for an oil change and vehicle inspection. No appointment needed. Just stop by a Badgin Toyota, 606 North Wilbur, Walla Walla. Some restrictions apply.
Are you ready for some changes around the house but not sure where to begin? Let us help you out. Here at Connor's Mr. Carpet, we'll help you find the flooring, tile, and countertop materials that will complement your style and your budget. From Cambria quartz countertops or natural stone and tile to carpet, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate flooring, we have it all right here in our showroom at 536 Northeast C Street in College Place, right next to the mini storage. We'll even arrange installation for you with the most trustworthy, licensed, and bonded installers around. So get started at Connor's Mr. Carpet, where every home get special treatment.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, something's got to break here at some point. I think both these teams have struggled all game long. Mackay in the first half was consistently inconsistent, but they managed to score 13 points in each of the first two quarters. But the Irish hold them to just 7 points in the third quarter, but DeSales comes up with 10 and trails by 7. Dick Mott on the drive on the right side to start the fourth quarter. He hits it. The Irish are as close as they've been since very early. They trail by 5, and the Irish putting on the pressure. Chris Brown trapped. Now they'll chase Krogan and trap him. Now they'll chase Riley. The Sales trying to turn up the heat here to start the fourth quarter. Krogan drives in, finds Will Riley underneath. Ball knocked away by Pat Richards. Brown's got it. Now he gets it to Knight. Knight up top to Krogan. Krogan almost stepped into backcourt. Now the shot clock at 8. They get it to Riley. To Knight. To Krogan. Shot clock at 2. Krogan on the drive gets it to Brown. Brown will fire at the buzzer. Off the ammo. Go rebound. Pat Richards. Nice sequence by DeSales. Pressure defense. And they get the tough shot. Tommy Gregg drives the other way, can't hit it. Kendall Brown with the rebound. So the Irish score first, and we've got a ball game down the stretch, a five-point contest, 33-28 Mackay with the ball and the lead. To Kendall Brown at the elbow. He can't hit the shot. Rebound, Dick Mata. All white shirts underneath. The Irish can cut it to three here on this possession. 4-2 with a three-pointer. Williams dribbles right to left. Leaves it for Pat Richard. Backside cut. Tommy Gregg loses the handle. Kendall Brown's got it. That would have been a tough chance, but Tommy couldn't hold on to it. Chris Brown, right wing to Knight. Wujek on Knight. Up top to Kendall Brown. Now to Krogan between the circles. Back to Knight on the right wing. Now up top to Kendall Brown. Brown to Knight. Knight will fire the three. He's got it. That's a tough one on the Irish. Jake Knight, the 5'10 senior, has 11 points, and the Mackay lead is back up to 8 at 36-28. Swing it to Vic Mata. Mata fires the three and answers. Vic Mata, his old schoolmate from Mount Freewater, he scored all five of the Irish points here early in the fourth quarter. It's a five-point game. Knight the other way to the elbow on the right side. Down low to Riley. Riley, bank shot won't go. Rebound, Vic Mata. Tell you what, Vic Mata's getting after it. 5'11 junior playing with some pride, doesn't want his schoolmates to get the best of his DeSales Irish teammate. Tommy Gregg drives all the way to the rack and lays it in. The Irish were within 3 points at 36-33. They've outscored Mackay 7-3 here in the fourth quarter. 5 minutes to go in the game, 5:15 to be exact. Brown to Krogan. The Irish have played hard all game long. Mike Ciusi has to be very proud of their efforts. The shots haven't fallen, but they're hanging in there. Pat Richards slaps the pass in, and then it goes off Kendall Brown out of bounds. So there aren't very many fans left in the stands, but they're being treated to an excellent hustling effort by the DeSales boys. The Irish can pull within one here or tie it on a three. Inside 5 minutes now in the ballgame. The Irish down 36-33. Williams at the top of the key with the ball. Dribbles to his left side. Nick Stanford is back in the game with those four fouls. Pressuring him. Now to Tommy Gregg. Out to Joe Solomon. Joe dribbles right to left. Cut off. Gets it to Wujek. Wujek on the drive. Cut off by Brown. Loses the ball. He turned his ankle. Hope he's okay. Knight's got it the other way. Knocks it through. Riley goes out of bounds off the sail. Matt Wujek's going to try to walk that off. Went to that jump stop in the lane and twisted his ankle, tried to get rid of the ball and turned it over. Into Stanford, he'll fire the three off the inbound, won't go. Rebound, Chris Brown underneath. Goes up strong, shoots it off the bow of the backboard, won't go, but Stanford's got it. The 5'8 senior will dribble out of there to Brown. Now gets it to Knight. Ball kick, no call. Williams has got the loose ball, they head to Joe Solomon who lays it in. It's a 1 point ball game, 36-35. Mackay with the slimmest of leads. The Irish, what a comeback. Down 13-4 after the end of the first quarter. Down by 10 at the half. They're down by one right now with 4 minutes left. Stanford, a leaner in the eight-footer. He's got it. Nick Stanford's first bucket gets Mackay back up 38-35. 3:54 to go. Tommy Gregg leans into one on Travis Knight. Jake Knight is fouled. Mackay is getting tired. I think the sales is tired, too, but Mackay is starting to leave Irish players open all over the floor. The Irish have to capitalize. That's Jake Knight's second foul. Tommy Gregg at the free throw line. We have a timeout on the floor. Mike Juicy's guys down 38-35. Tommy Gregg at the free throw line when we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. GISA, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you've worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of GISA's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GISAHomeLoans.com. GISA, it's where you belong. GISA Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and both teams still in the huddle, and what a refreshing game from my standpoint, selfishly. The Irish boys struggled last weekend in a couple of lopsided defeats, but tonight it's been a competitive game throughout. Mackay jumped out to the early 13-4 lead, but Mike Juicy's guys could have folded their tent. A Mackay team that beat the Sales 88-49 in the season opener, but the Irish guys have kept fighting. The offense, the production has been a struggle all game long, but they're getting after it here. And Tommy Gregg, a chance to pull the Irish within one with a couple of free throws. He misses the free throw. Tommy Gregg's got 4 points. One of the Mackay fans yells, "Who's got shooter?" Because last time Tommy was at the line, when he missed his second one, he went and got his own rebound. He hits this one, though. It's a two-point game. Jay Crowley is back in the ballgame. That's good news. After hitting the deck hard, he's gotten it out. He's back in there. Is the 5'11 senior. Will Riley with the ball to Stanford. Stanford in the left corner to Jake Knight. Jake Knight's pass out top to Kendall Brown. Up top it goes to Will Riley. Will Riley penetrates, gets it left corner to Stanford. Stanford, 12-footer in and out. Stayed up. Pat Richard with the rebound. Pat wants the run. Oh, long pass up court. Knocked away by Stanford, but Pat gets it back, leans into a shot, won't go. Gets his own rebound, misses again. Rebound, Kendall Brown. Crazy sequence there. Pat's pass was ill-advised. Stanford couldn't control it, though. Pat got it back. He missed the shot, then he and Vic Mata kind of collided on the offensive rebound, and Vic basically fouling Pat inadvertently, and he couldn't put it back in. Mackay misses the other way into Sales with the rebound. Sean Williams into front court. Dribbles right to left. Cut off at 8 feet from the basket. Kicks in the corner now to Pat Richard. 38-36 Mackay. We're down to 2:40 to go in the game. Pat drives right side. Won't go. He tips the rebound all the way out in their half court. Vic Mata saves it. Didn't have to. Now Sean Williams will have to. Ball tipped the back court. Sean Williams hits the deck hard. Jake Crowley's got it in front court. Drives in. Won't go. Rebound, Riley. Will Riley, right to left, and we've got a whistle and a foul on the drive. Up and down we go. How many times has the ball gone halfway down and pops out? Either the in the hop or the out and out, or the swirly around the rim and out. But either way, the Irish have struggled to score. Sean Williams is back up and staying out there after hitting the floor hard a moment ago. After all that babbling, the ball went out of bounds. The foul was on Williams, his second. Mackay inbound to Will Riley. Powers it up and in from the left side. Will Riley's got 9, and Mackay back up by 4. In the right corner to Pat Richard. Riley on him. Finds Wujek wide open underneath. He lays it in. Pat Richard just throws the defense. Looked at the 3. Wujek just went and stood under the basket. Pat threw it to him for the uncontested lay-in. There's Stanford tonight, and he gets an uncontested lay-in the other way. So the teams just seem to mirror each other. You left the guy open, I'll leave the guy open. 42-38. Victor Mata for 3, won't go. Kendall Brown high for the rebound. The 6'2 seniors. Outlet goes right through Stanford's hands to Pat Richards. Pat to Mata. Mata. Back up to Pat Richards at the top of the key. 1:35 to go. Pat Richards drives in, gets all the way to the rack, and lays it in. Timeout on the floor. It's a 2-point game. 42-40. 1:29 to go. It's a full timeout, so we'll go ahead and take a break. The Sales trails by 2. They'll be putting the press on the Pioneers when we come back with 1:29 left on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live after the timeout. Both teams still in the huddle. We've had 2 exciting games to call here. Hope you've enjoyed them. They kind of mirror each other in opposite ways, if that makes sense. And the girls' game, the Sales, played very well for 3 quarters, had an 18-point lead. Then the turnover bug really bit them hard. Mackay's girls kept playing hard, caught the Irish with 12 seconds left on a couple of Sierra Burchell free throws, and Mackay won it 45-44. The Sales trying to return the favor to the Mackay boys. A little bit uglier game on both sides, I would say. But the Sales down 13-4 in this boys' game, down 42-40 right now. The Irish have never led. Mack Isle break the press in the front court. Will Riley in the corner to Brown. Up top to Kendall Brown. Brown to Knight. Knight, long jumper, hits an air ball. Tommy Gregg will run it down. And now we got a whistle and a block foul on Will Riley. That's the second on Riley, the seventh on Mackay, and that's going to drive Mackay coach Nick Ellis crazy. They pick up the foul 80-plus feet from the basket, and Tommy Gregg will have a chance to tie it up at the free throw line. It stops the clock with 1:18 to go. Well, the bad news is Tommy missed his first four free throws. The good news is he's hit the last three of his last four and has 5 points. Front end of the 1-1 is up and off the mark. Kendall Brown rebounds it. He outlets to Stanford. Irish pressuring. They have four players in front court. Will Riley gets it to Stanford. Stanford is the settling influence for this club. Gets the left wing to Will, Riley Krogan. He drives in, leaves it for Kendall Brown, who blows the little bunny lay-in. The Irish still with a chance to tie it. The Irish get a break there. We're inside a minute to go. 2-point ball game, 42-40. The Sales trails. Tommy Gregg dribbles to the elbow left side. Now leaves it for Pat Richards high between the circles. They clear out for him on the right side. He spins with the hoop and lays it in. Nice play there. They move everybody over the left. Let Pat Richards dive right. We're tied at 42. Inside the other way. Will Riley misses a shot. Rebound by Nick Stanford. Shot clock is off. Timeout, Nick Ellis. 28.9 seconds left. We're tied at 42. What an exciting finish. We'll be right back at 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, Pat Richard got the clear out. Mike Juicy's guys all went over the left. Pat drove the right side of the key and laid it in with about 40 seconds left. That guy came down the other way, missed the lay-in. But the Irish couldn't secure the rebound. Mackay gets the offensive board, brings it back out front. Nick Ellis calls a timeout with 28.9 seconds left. The shot clock is off. Mackay's challenge, take a shot to win it without giving the ball back to DeSales. The Irish have committed only four team fouls, so they have two to give. Mackay is over the limit, so if they should make a mistake and foul down the stretch, that would send DeSales to the free throw line. Mackay inbound near half court across the way from my vantage point. We got two players out front, two down low. They've inbounded to Nick Stanford. Sean Williams meets him at half court. Right wing to Riley Krogan. He dribbles between the circles now. Jay Crowley on him. Inside to Chris Brown, 8 feet away. He's tied up, kicked out to Krogan for three. Ah, and he's fouled. Sean Williams fouls Riley Krogan, shooting a three-point field goal with 15 seconds left. Tough break there. Riley Krogan will shoot three with 15.1. His senior classmate, Sierra Burchell, for the girls, was at the line in a very similar situation in the girls' game. Riley hits the first one. Burchell, with her team down one, hit two for the win in the girls' game. Krogan's second one is off the mark. Mackay with the slimmest of leads right now, 43-42. Mike Juicy wants to call a timeout to discuss the scenarios here. 15.1 seconds left. Mackay at the free throw line for one more. They lead it by one, 43-42 on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Hey, it's Susan Richard of Coffee Craving.
After nearly 20 years in our cramped single drive-thru location on 9th Street, we've moved on up to our brand new spacious double drive-thru espresso shop, just one block west of our old location on the corner of 10th and Poplar. We'll be serving our same great espresso drinks that you've come to expect from us, only twice as fast. Brian and I want to thank you, our loyal customers, for sticking with us during our move. Coffee Cravings, 1607 East Isaacs, and now 801 West Poplar, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, here's our situation. Riley Krogan, the 5'10 seniors at the free throw line, has 13 points. This is his first trip to the line. He's hit one of two. He was fouled shooting a three-pointer. His first free throw has given the Pioneers a one-point lead. Matt Richard, Tommy Gregg, Shea Crowley, Sean Williams, and Matt Wujcik break the huddle for the Irish. Whether he makes it or misses, the Irish will have a chance. And Mike Juicy just yelled out of the huddle, "Tommy, if you get the ball, you go all the way." Riley Krogan's second one is also off the mark. Chris Brown gets in the lane for the rebound and is fouled. Well, earlier in the game, Mackay did not block out the shooter. This time, they don't block out Chris Brown. Matt Wujcik fouls him. The Irish are not over the limit. 14.2 seconds left. Now Mackay will inbound. A break from the foul line to the ball, and Will Riley falls inbound. We got a whistle and a foul on Shea Crowley just as the ball gets inbounded. Boy, Will Riley just about fell inbound before he got rid of that ball. So Shea Crowley picks up the quick foul, and now Kendall Brown, who has not been to the free throw line, will shoot the front end of the one-on-one with 13.3. Even if he makes them both, the Irish will have a chance to tie. He makes the first one. Irish have got to block out on the rebound. Chris Brown got in there a moment ago to save it. Pat Richards now lined up against him. Brown's second one is also good. Inbound to Tommy Gregg. They've got to shoot the three. Tommy will dribble to the top of the key. Looking for Pat Richard. He'll shoot an 18-footer. He's got it! 5 seconds left. Pat Richards fills a three. Timeout, Mackay. Tommy Gregg penetrated to the elbow, turned around, kicked it back to Pat Richards, and he drilled the three-pointer with 2.9 seconds left. We'll see if Mackay wants him to put a little bit more time back on the clock. Pat Richard hit the lay-in to tie it with 40 seconds to go. He ties it back up with 2.9 seconds. We're tied at 45. The officials discussing the time right now. Mr. Clutch, Pat Richards, the 6 foot senior, has 7 1/4, 18 for the game. The Irish boys down 13-4 after 8 minutes. After a disheartening weekend of basketball last week, and they could have folded their tents, but they played hard. They have not led in this ball game, but they're looking at overtime right now. If they can, who knows, maybe they can get the steal and a lay-in and win it. But don't get too greedy. They've got some momentum right now heading into the overtime if we do. Mackay will not get any more time on the clock. I thought maybe they would. 2.9 seconds left. We're tied at 45. Mackay's got to inbound and go the length of the floor. It fails in a 2-1-2 pressure look. Kendall Brown inbound to Stanford. Dribbles the half court. Puts up the long shot. It's off the iron. That's the kind of shot when you're messing around after practice. He got the glass. He got the rim, but it didn't go. We're going to overtime. For the first time in a boys' broadcast, second time this season, we end regulation tied at 45. Nice fourth quarter for the Irish boys. We'll be right back at 100.7 FM, KHSS.
The good news is you studied hard in school and got a terrific job. The bad news is you need to invest and keep the tax man at bay. The good news is your wife's brother is an expert on investing. The bad news is he's a so-called plumber who's an expert at everything under the sun and you can't stand being in the same room with him. The good news is you have D.A. Davidson & Company's 70 years of investing experience and regional knowledge to help you reach your financial goals. The bad news is your brother-in-law just flooded your basement. D.A. Davidson, financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Flaner at D.A. Davidson.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Sale boys deserved a break. Struggling to score 26 points through the first three quarters, they scored 19 in the fourth quarter. Pat Richard hits a three with 2.9 seconds to go to tie it, and we're in overtime, tied at 45. 4 minutes, they play half a quarter in overtime. Each team is over the limit with seven fouls. 3:42 to go in the first overtime. First possession. Stanford kicks it out to Will Riley. Won't go. Rebound tips. Pat Richard can't control it. Goes out of bounds. Right by Lapito Salazar, who is in street clothes. He's a Mackay senior who scored 25 points when these teams met the first time. And Mackay surely missing his offense in this one. But the Irish were missing Pat Richard when these teams met the first time, and he's been a difference maker. Driving a lay-in by Stanford, and he fouls offensively. And that's it for Nick Stanford. So Nick Stanford's going to foul out at 3:23 of the overtime, and they will miss his defense and floor leadership. Just 2 points, but the 5'8 senior helped this team in a lot of ways. Mackay will bring in a Jake Knight. And Shea Crowley inbounds to Sean Williams. Irish first possession of this overtime. We're tied at 45. Tommy Gray dribbles right to left. Backdoor cut. Pat Richard slices the basket. Scores. He's fouled. And then Pat Richard and Matt Wujek run into each other. And Matt is... He just got that glass jaw. He's bleeding again. He just goes straight to the training room. And so that'll be a stoppage of play. Matt fell hard early in the year and split his chin open, and it just hasn't healed up for him. And Matt, or I think Pat Richard ran into him after driving and scoring that lay-in. And now... I'm not sure what's going on here. Jason Richard, one of the Blue Mountain Officials Association guys, is talking to Mike Juicy, and Mike Juicy's reaching for his car keys. Not sure what's going on there. Matt Wujek has gone to the training room. His father, Dr. Joe Wujek's in there with him. I think the deal is he's got blood all over his jersey. He can't come in the game with blood on his jersey, so that's what's going on. Mike Juicy's pulling out his keys to get an extra jersey out of the locker room. Anyway, Pat Richard will try to complete the three-point play. He does. Pat's got 21, and the Irish are up 48-45 in the overtime. What a difference Pat Richard is making. And Will Riley drives all the way in the other way. Nobody touches him. He lays it in over the front left. 48-47 to Sale. Does not lead this whole game until now. Sean Williams on the drive. Won't go. Rebound Brown. So the Irish took four quarters plus to get their first lead, and they give it right. They lead by one, 48-47. Mackay trying to get it back. Will Riley out top with the ball. Shea Crowley on him. Swing it to Kendall Brown. Vic Mata is the player checked in for Wujek, and he dives on the deck to get a loose ball. He's tied up by Chris Brown. The possession arrow in favor of DeSales. 2.5 minutes left. 48-47 to Sales. playing with the ball and the lead for the first time in this contest. Sean Williams. Kick out to Pat Richard for three from the right wing. Out there, we'll go. Rebound, Tommy Gregg inside. He's fouled. Jake Knight will pick up his third. Tommy Gregg will go to the free throw line where it's been a challenge for him. He missed his first four, hit three of his next four, then missed the front end of a one-and-one in late in the fourth quarter. But that is the 10th foul on Mackay. So the Sales will shoot two fouls from here on out. Two free throws, excuse me. Tommy hits the first one. He's got 6 points, all in the second half. 49-47. DeSales' lead is two. They've got the momentum. Well, as rough as this first part of the season has been, it's a game like this that might get the Irish going. Tommy Gregg steals the inbound outlet after he missed the free throw. Mackay lazy with the outlet. Tommy steals it, but then they steal it back. Kendall Brown has it stolen right back by Pat Richard, who throws it ahead to Tommy Gregg, who dribbles in the corner. Nobody wants to take care of it. Now the Irish will slow it down, leading 49-47. Pat Richard penetrates, slight semi foul by Kendall Brown. Kendall's third. Pat Richard is taking over. 21 points for Pat. He'll be back at the free throw line. The Irish are up 49-47. Two free throws here would make it a two-possession game. 1:56 to go in the first overtime. Pat is 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. He hits that first one. 50-47 the Sales. Matt Wujek looks like his upper lip's bleeding this time. Pat misses the second one. Chris Brown with the rebound. Outlet to Riley Krogan. Riley Krogan drives in. Can't hit the left-handed lane. Sean Williams made him change his shot. Sean's got the rebound. Here he comes the other way. The Irish with the ball and a three-point lead. In the right corner goes to to Pat Richard. Up top to Vic Mata. Vic Mata's fouled by Chris Brown. That'll be four on Brown. See, now that's another thing that Mackay is not used to the shot clock. They acted like they had the foul with 1:34 to go, but with the shot clock, they didn't really have to do that. Now Vic Mata will shoot two free throws. He's got 5 points all in the fourth quarter. Hits the free throw, make it six. Matt Wujek. Getting ready to check in. And he's got all the blood cleaned up. And I think he's going in for the shooter, Vic Mata. So they get that all settled. He's cleared to come back in with, from a blood standpoint. Mata, after the break, Vic still hits the free throw. That is clutch free throw shooting by Vic Mata. He hits the first one, then they blow the whistle right when he's ready to shoot the second one. He just stays composed and hits the second one. The Irish are up by five now with a minute and a half to go. They've trailed the whole game. Send it into overtime. Will Riley misses the shot. Pat Richard loses the rebound. Ball's loose. Jake Knight's got it. Pass down low to Chris Brown. He muscles inside. He's fouled by Williams, and will shoot two. That's four on Williams. 1:19 to go. DeSales up 52-47. Just got to be very proud, does Mike Doosby, of the effort of his beleaguered squad. A 2-9 record. But it's not too late to turn the season around. A game like this could do it for the Irish. Chris Brown misses the first free throw. This team beat the Sales 88-49 in the season opener. Brown misses both, albeit the Pioneers are missing a couple starters. And the Irish have Pat Richard back, and he's made a huge difference. Brown misses both free throws. The Irish have the rebound. Now the Pioneers aren't fouling. And now Krogan will come up and foul Pat Richard. That's Krogan's first. That will send Pat Richard to the line with 1:05 to go in the game. Pat is 7 of 9 from the free throw line unofficially. Shoot two more. He hits the first one. Pat scored 7 in the fourth quarter. He has 5 more here in the overtime. 12 points in the fourth quarter in overtime for the 6-foot senior. 23 overall, make it 24 via both free throws. And the Irish are up by 7 points with a minute to go. What a comeback. In the right corner, Knight steps behind the three-point line. Can't hit it. Matt Richard with the rebound. And he's fouled by Chris Brown. And Chris Brown will foul out with 55.7 seconds to go in the overtime. Mike Juicy's squad starts this home stand off with a great comeback effort. It's not completely over yet, but Pat Richard is my little score sheet in the fourth quarter is filled up for Pat. He goes back to the free throw line again, misses the first one. 24 points for Pat Richard. His team leads 54-47. Pat tied the game for the first time on a driving lay-in. Hit a three with 2.9 seconds to send it into overtime. Hits one of two free throws to put the Irish up by eight. Don't foul. Krogan kicks it out to Knight. Knight's two-pointer is good. 55-47. 49, excuse me. They've got a foul. They will. They foul Pat Richardville, but Mackay not fouling quick enough. And they got a foul before Pat Richard gets the ball back. Jake Knight picks up his fourth, and Pat will go to the free throw line for two more. 9 free throws Pat will have shot here in the overtime. Timeout on the floor. 55-49. DeSales has come all the way back and lead it by five with 39.7 seconds left in overtime. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
For 75 years, Senex Lubricants have led the way in providing reliable protection under extreme working conditions. Senex Superlube TMS handles the unique challenges of alternative fuels, including B20 biodiesel. Backed by the best warranty in agriculture, Senex Lubricants give you the leading technology to fit the latest equipment practices and designs. People that rely on heavy-duty equipment rely on Senex heavy-duty lubricants. See Larry Galloway at Walla Walla Farmers Co-op to get yours. Senex, a brand of CHS.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
The sales has been very solid at the free throw line in this ballgame, especially in this overtime. Pat Richard for the game is 10 of 13. He is 5 of 7 in the overtime. Vic Mata is 2 of 2, so that's 7 of 9. Greg is 1 of 2, so that's 8 for 11. Pat Richard will shoot two more, his team up by 6 points. First one is in and out, stays out. One of these two is very important because it'll make it a three-possession game. The Irish up by 6 right now. Pat's second free throw is up and good. Pat hits 1 of 2. Mackay's got to score three times in the final 38 seconds. Krogan, pass inside, stolen by Pat Richard. He's fouled by Matt Hare. Pat Richard, he's the guy out there. He's doing it all. He's scoring. He's rebounding. He's getting the ball in his hands on steal. And they're having to foul him. Well, Pat goes back to the free throw line. We're using up other people's squares now. He had 11 points going into this fourth quarter. Going into the fourth quarter. His first free throw is good, and the Mackay faithful, I think, are seeing the CDM now. As earlier they were yelling and trying to distract Pat Richard, and they've kind of given up on that. Pat hits the first one, puts the Irish up by 8. This is the second one, Riley Krogan with the rebound. Mackay will push it, 30 seconds left. The Irish up by 3 possessions. Don't foul. Krogan spins in, bounces off his foot. Will Knight runs it down. Mackay's got to shoot it quick. Knight will fire the three. Glass, something else. Hare and Pat Richard collide. It's going to be a foul on Pat Richard. Pat Richard was just going up for the rebound, and Matt Hare came flying down the line and collided with him. But with 15.8 seconds left and the Irish up by 8, smile about that a little bit. Pat. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. 27 points for Pat Richard. In the fourth quarter and overtime, he has scored 16. Dick Mata checks in for Matt Wujek. And Matt Hare will shoot the front end of one-on-one. He panks it in. I think he was trying to miss. I'm not sure if he's trying to miss that or not. Doesn't really matter. 57-50 to Sale. This would cut it to a two-possession game with 15.8 left. He misses the second one. Matt Richard with the rebound. He'll hold the ball in the corner. He's pushed out of bounds. And they say off to Sale. Wow. Greg Cesari, the Sales Athletic Director, and John Lesko, Walla Walla Catholic Schools principal, were right there where it happened. He can't believe what just happened. Two players trying to foul Pat Richard, shove him out of bounds. They say it's out of bounds off the Sales. Pack Eye gets an inbounds to Kendall Brown. He can't get the shot. We got a foul on the rebound. That's going to be on Matt Hare. 6.9 seconds left. We'll see who goes to the line for the Sales on the foul. Tommy Gregg. Tommy will shoot two. Tommy's got 6 points. Mike Ducey telling Pat Richard not to foul. Pat Richard's going, I'm not trying to foul. Interesting. Pat Richard just laughing it off. Tommy Gregg, this is the first one. Tommy's second one is also off the mark. Rebound, Riley Krogan. The Sales boys going to get a much-needed win for their confidence level. 57-50, the Sales wins it in overtime on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products, to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Incorporated. If you read the newspaper or see the empty buildings, you know there is a lot of turmoil in the local automotive scene. Whether you are from Milton Freewater, Walla Walla, or beyond, you can count on us to be your source for quality service, parts, body shop, new and used vehicle sales, and medium-duty farm trucks. For nearly 60 years in Walla Walla, where reputation means everything. Dale Graves Incorporated, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Parvovirus is a serious, deadly threat to the unvaccinated dog. It is so infectious that virtually anyone or any object can become a carrier simply by coming in contact with an infected dog's stool. The virus can survive long after the stool has been removed. Due to the seriousness of this illness, consult your Walla Walla area veterinarian to make sure your dog is protected against parvovirus. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live, and DeSales wins in overtime, 57-50. Mike Juicy's squad, who's had a rough first half of the year, came into this game just 2-9, including a season-opening 88-49 loss to these Mack High Pioneers. But the boys hang tough. They don't lead the whole game. They're down 13-4, couldn't seem to get a ball to go in the basket. In the first quarter, they had only 4 points. That following up an effort last week at Pomeroy where they scored just 5 points in the first half, and they just kept working it and working it. They scored 12 in the second quarter, trailed 26-16 at the half. Mackay started to struggle offensively in the third quarter. The Sales outscored them 10-7. Then the Irish got it rolling. 19 points in the fourth quarter. Pat Richards driving lane with 40 seconds to go. Tied the game at 42. Mackay would come down and score a bucket. and a free throw to make it a 45-42 lead. And then with 2.9 seconds left, Pat Richard drills a three from about 8 feet above the top of the key to send it into overtime. And then in overtime, DeSales outscores Mackay 8-5 to win it in overtime, 57-50 to improve their record to 3-9. Mackay falls to 6-11. We'll be right back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast. Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
I'm Tom Moran from Community Bank, inviting you to develop a relationship with a bank that believes in you.
Does your banker know your name? Community Bank values their partnership with each customer. When you need a commercial line of credit, real estate loan, agricultural line of credit, or just not sure what fits your special needs, come by your local Community Bank branch and let the professionals see how they can help.
Community Bank, local money working for local people.
Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, my score sheet's a mess, especially the fourth quarter column, where the Irish scored 26 points through three quarters. They scored 31 in the fourth quarter and overtime combined to win 57-50. Let's go ahead and look at the individual totals for this one. First, scoring for Mackay, 1 point for Matt Hare, 2 points for Chris Brown, 2 points for Nick Stanford, 6 points for Kendall Brown, and then 3 players in double figures for Nick Ellis's Mackay Pioneers, 11 points for Will Riley, 13 for Riley Krogan, and 15 points for Jake Knight. Four to Sales, 57 points, and the overtime win, 2 points for Joe Solomon, 4 points for Matt Wujek, 5 points for Sean Williams, 6 points for Shea Crowley, 6 points for Tommy Gregg, 7 points for Vic Botta. The 5'11 junior scored all of his points in the fourth quarter and the overtime. And then Pat Richard, 27 points to lead all scorers. He scored 16 in the fourth quarter in overtime, including 11 of 15 from the free throw line. DeSales goes 10 of 17 from the free throw line in the overtime alone. All but two of their points come from the charity stripe in the overtime. They shoot 18 for 32 for the game. Mackay was 4, 5, 6, 7, 4, 8, 9, 10. Mackay was 7 for 12 for the game from the free throw line, but that's a little bit deceiving because a lot of fouls towards the end when they had to foul down the stretch. So the Irish make the comeback, get the win at 57-50 in overtime. Let's go ahead and our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side. Well, it's got to be Pat Richard. 27 points, almost single-handedly brought his team back down the stretch for the win. So the girls, the Dairy Queen player of the game was Caitlin Duncan with 21 points on the losing effort where the Lady Irish fell behind right at the end after having an 18-point lead late in the third quarter, but the Irish boys get the split with a hard-earned 57-50 overtime win. The Irish boys improved to 3-9. The Mackay boys fall to 6-11. The Irish girls fell to 8-4. The Mackay girls improved to 7-10. Well, an exciting way to start this four-game homestand, a one-point loss at the buzzer basically for the girls and an overtime win for the boys, and it'll get much more exciting Friday. Waitsburg-Prescott comes to town in a District 9 Southern Division counting ball game. It's also Marshall Donnelly benefit night. All the proceeds from the concession stand go to the Marshall Donnelly Relief Fund as he is struggling at Harborview Medical School Center from that head injury. Marshall Donnelly, a 2001 DeSales graduate. So a lot of great reasons to come to the DeSales gym Friday night for some exciting basketball in District 9 South play when Waitsburg Prescott comes to town. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. Of course, as always, we thank you for listening. Great job back at the studio by Peter. And with that, the Irish boys win it 57-50 in overtime. And Mike Spies saying enjoy the rest of your week. And until Friday against Waitsburg Prescott, girls tip off 6 p.m. This is Mike Spies saying God bless, sending you back to the studios of 100.7 FM, KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Postal Annex Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.